Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So we are very happy to be with you here today. We are traveling all over the world to spread this science of Krishna consciousness.
Taigi mes labai laimingi galėdami šiandien būti su jumis, mes keliaujame po visą pasaulį skleidami mokslą apie Krishna sąmonę.
We find that Lithuania is one of the nicest places in the world for Krishna consciousness.
Ir mes matome, kad Lietuva yra viena iš gražiausių vietų Krishna sąmonei pasaulyje.
Because the devotees here are so enthusiastic for chanting.
Čia taip entuziastingai kartoja.
So Vishnupriya Mataji and I are always very, very happy when we come to Lithuania.
Taigi Vishnupriya Mataji ir aš esam labai laimingi kiekvieną kartą, kai atvykstame į Lietuvą.
We wanted to share with you today some of the secrets of how you can quickly advance in Krishna consciousness.
Šiandieną mes norime pasidalinti su jumis keletą paslapčių, kaip galima greitai tobulėti Krishna sąmonėje.
Why suffer unnecessarily in ignorance?
Kodėl be reikalo kentėti neišmanime?
When you can quickly achieve the platform of transcendental bliss.
Kai galima labai greitai pasiekti transcendentinės palaimos būseną.
Is there anybody in this room here today that would prefer suffering over ecstasy?
Ar kas nors čia šiame kambaryje susirinkę norėtų labiau kentėti ar ekstazės?
So if you would rather be happy than to be miserable, then kindly give me your undivided attention.
Taigi, jeigu jūs norite būti labiau laimingi negu nelaimingi, tai prašau parodyti man kažkiek tai dėmesio.
And we will reveal to you today some of the insider secrets of how to become spiritually enlightened.
Ir tada mes jums atskleisime keletą tokių labai gilių paslapčių, kaip viduje būti prašviesėjusiam.
So today we are reading from Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 7.
Taigi šiandieną mes skaitome Bhagavad Gita, septintą skyrių.
Text number 2.
Antrą tekstą.
Jnanam teham savijnanam idam vakshyam yasheshatah yad gyatva nehabhuyon yad gyatavyam avishishyate. I shall now declare it unto you in full. This knowledge, both phenomenal and numinous, this being known, nothing further shall remain for you to know.
Dabar aš iki galo paskelbsiu tau ir patyrimu prieinamą ir dievišką žinojimą. Jį gavus, daugiau nebus ką pažinti.
Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Shishi Gaunitai Ki Jai. Complete knowledge includes knowledge of the phenomenal world, the spirit behind it, and the source of both of them. This is transcendental knowledge. The Lord wants to explain the above-mentioned system of knowledge because Arjuna is Krishna's confidential devotee and friend. In the beginning of the fourth chapter, this explanation was given by the Lord, and it is again confirmed here. Complete knowledge can be achieved only by the devotee of the Lord in disciplic succession directly from the Lord. Therefore, one should be intelligent enough to know the source of all knowledge, who is the cause of all causes, and the only object of meditation in all types of yoga practice. When the cause of all causes becomes known, then everything knowable becomes known, and nothing remains unknown. The Vedas, Mundaka Upanishad 1.3, say, Kasmin bhagavo vigyate sarvam midam vigyatam bhavati.
Komentaruose dieviškos malonybės eisi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupadas. Visiškas žinojimas apima reiškinių pasaulio, už jo esančio dvasios ir judvėjų šaltinio pažinimo. Toks žinojimas transcendentinis. Viešpats panoro išaiškinti Arjunai aukščiau aprašytą pažinimo sistemą, nes Arjuna artimas Krišnos bhakta ir draugas. Ketvirtas skyriaus pradžioje viešpats jau aiškino šiuos dalykus, o dabar vėl patvirtina savo žodžius. Visišką žinojimą gali gauti tik viešpaties bhakta ir tiesiogiai iš jo per mokinių seką. Tad reikia turėti išminties, kad pažintum žinių šaltinį, kuris yra visų priežasčių priežastis ir vienintelis visų jogos tipų meditacijos objektas. Suvokus visų priežasčių priežastį, atsiveria viskas, kas pažino ir nelieko nieko nepažinta. Vedas, Mundaka Upanišada 1.3, sako, kasmin bhagavo vigyatei sarvam idam vigyatam bhavati.
So, the point being made here is that one who knows Krishna knows everything.
Taigi, čia yra pažymimas tas momentas, kad tas, kuris žino Krishna, žino viską.
As is stated in the Sri Upanishad, what can there be as illusion or anxiety for him?
Ir kaip sako Sri Upanishada, kas gali būti iliuzija jam ir kas gali būti nerimas tokiam žmogui?
In other words, a person who is actually Krishna conscious.
Kitais žodžiais tariant, žmogus, kuris iš tikrųjų yra Krishna sąmonėje,
cannot be an illusion.
Negali būti iliuzijoje.
And cannot be an anxiety.
Ir negali patirti nerimo.
If we find ourselves in a state of illusion,
jeigu mes jaučiamės esai iliuzijoje,
or a state of anxiety,
arba nerime,
then we can understand that we're not Krishna conscious.
Tada mes galime suprasti, kad nesame Krishna sąmoniai.
Because Krishna consciousness means,
kadangi Krishna sąmonė reiškia,
that we are in a state,
kad mes esam tokioj būsenoj,
completely free from illusion,
visiškai laisvi nuo iliuzijos,
and completely free from all forms of anxiety.
Ir visiškai laisvi nuo bet kokios nerimo formos.
The obvious question would be,
akivaizdus klausimas būtų,
this sounds great.
Tai labai gražiai skamba.
I'd love to be in a state of consciousness with no illusion and no anxiety.
Aš norėčiau būti tokiam sąmonės būvyje, kur nėra iliuzijos ir nerimo.
So how do I get there?
Taigi kaip man ten pakliūti?
That would be the obvious question for any intelligent person.
Tai būtų akivaizdus klausimas kiekvienam protingam žmogui.
Only an absolute idiot would say, no thank you, I'm not interested.
Tik tai absoliutus idiotas pasakytų, ne, ačiū, man to nereikia.
I would prefer to be in illusion and anxiety, sir.
Man, ponė, man geriau būti iliuzijai ir patirti nerimą.
So, today's lectures, obviously you are not the foolish class of men and women.
Taigi, šita paskaita šiandieninė, akivaizdžiai yra skirta jums, kurie nesate kvailiai, kaip sako, kvailiai vyrai ar moteris.
By attending this program, you have proven that you are in the intelligent class of men and women.
Ateidami šitą paskaitą, jūs jau įrodėte, kad esate protinga žmonių vyrų ir moterų klasė.
So we will speak to you as the intelligent class.
Todėl mes su jumis kalbėsime kaip su protingais žmonėmis.
As those persons who actually want to know.
Kaip su tais, kurie iš tikrųjų nori žinoti.
Who am I?
Kas aš esu?
Where have I come from?
Iš kur aš atėjau?
What is my purpose?
Koks mano tikslas?
How can I achieve it?
Kaip aš jį galiu pasiekti?
Etc.
Ir taip toliau.
So, how did we get here?
Taigi, kaip mes čia pakliuvom?
That's a question that we ask sometimes. I was preaching at a school in Helsinki one time, and I asked the students, why do you exist?
Tai yra klausimas, kuris dažnai iškyla. Vieną kartą aš pamokslavau Helsinkyje mokykloje ir paklausiau mokinių, kodėl mes egzistuojam.
And one boy said, because my mother and father wanted to have a baby.
Ir vienas vaikinas atsakė, kad todėl, kad mano mama ir tėtis norėjo turėti vaiką.
That's why I exist.
Ir todėl aš ir egzistuoju.
But this young boy, he was not aware of the actual transcendental nature of the Atma, the self.
Tačiau šitas vaikas jis nežinojo apie transcendentinę, tikrojo savojo aš atmos prigimtį.
He was thinking that he was merely a combination of material elements.
Jisai galvoja, kad jis yra tik tai materialių elementų kombinacija.
Atoms, molecules.
Atomai, molekulės.
Cells.
Ląstelės.
Nails.
Nagai.
Hair.
Plaukai.
Mucus.
Seilės.
Bile. Stool.
Išmatos.
Urine.
Šlapimas.
Vomit.
Vėmalai.
All kinds of wonderful things.
Tiek daug nuostabių dalykų mumyse.
He was thinking, this is who I am.
Ir jisai galvoja, kad čia aš esu tai.
But the fact is that the self has an identity beyond the material body.
Tačiau faktas yra tai, kad savasis aš turi identitetą anapus materialaus kūno.
The proof is that we can all remember experience, we can all remember experiences we had when we were little children.
Ir įrodymas to yra tai, kad mes atsimename, turime patirtį iš savo vaikystės.
Even though the body we have now is completely different from the body we had then, we can clearly remember experiences. I remember the first time I went out to explore the world. Somehow my mother wasn't looking and I just walked out to explore the world. And I went to a nearby railroad track and I was walking down the railroad track. Luckily no train came because I did not know what is a train. But somehow I made it back to home and my mother was very happy that I had returned. She was very, very relieved. Because she had no idea where what had happened to me, whether I'd been kidnapped, or she had no idea what had happened to
me.
But I went off on my own little adventure and then I came home. So that body is gone. The body I have now is all the atoms and chemicals, they're completely different from that body. But yet I remember that day when I set out to explore the world. So the self and the body are two different things. So what is the self then? The self is actually an emanation from God. The Lord, not preferring not to be alone, emanates from Himself innumerable living beings. Just as the sun emanates countless rays of sunlight all over the universe, the Lord emanates from His transcendental form millions and billions of living entities called jivas. And each jiva is completely unique. Just like if you study, when the winter comes, there are so many millions and billions of snowflakes here in Lithuania. And if you put those snowflakes under a microscope, you will find there are no two snowflakes who are exactly the same. Each snowflake is completely different. So in the same way, each and every living entity which is emanating from that original person has his own unique qualities and characteristics. Why?
Kodėl?
Because God is an enjoyer. That's why. He doesn't want the same kind of relationship with every single jiva. That would get horribly boring. We say there are five rasas. But within those five divisions, there are unlimited millions of subdivisions. So the Lord has a unique loving relationship with each and every one of those jivas. To expand His own pleasure unlimitedly. So that's the reason we exist. We exist for the sole purpose of having a loving relationship with that original, beautiful, wonderful, sweet person, Krishna.
Taigi, mes egzistuojame vienintelį tikslų, kad turėtume meilę santykius su šitą pirminę, pačią nuostabiausią, pačią gražiausią ir saldžiausią asmenybę, Krishna.
That's why we cannot be happy unless we are Krishna conscious.
Ir todėl mes negalime būti laimingi, kol nesame Krishna sąmonėje.
And that's why we become so enlivened when we chant Hare Krishna.
Ir būtent todėl mes pasidarėme tokie gyvi, kai kartuojame Hare Krishna.
This is not an ordinary song,
like
the Beatles or something.
Kaip Beatles ar kažkas kitas.
This is transcendental sound vibration.
Yra transcendentiniai garso virpesiai.
Goler, Goler, what is it? Goler,
Golokera,
Hari Nama San, Golokera Premadhana, Hari Nama Sankirtana. See, this Hare Krishna mantra, it is coming from Golok.
Taigi, ši Hare Krishna mantra, jinai ateina iš Golokos.
From that original spiritual transcendental world,
iš pirminio transcendentinio dvasinio pasaulio,
this very special sound vibration,
tai yra ypatingas garso virpesys.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, has penetrated through the coverings of this material universe to rescue us from this dark, miserable condition.
Šie garso virpesiai prasiskverbia pro materialios gamtos visatos apdangalus tam, kad išgelbėtų visas šitas kenčiančias sielas.
So we, if we chant these names with love, we will feel a great ecstasy.
Taigi, jeigu mes su meile kartojame šios garsus, mes jausime didelę ekstazę.
These names are so powerful that even if we chant them with hate, there will be some benefit.
Šie vardai yra tokie galingi, kad net jeigu mes jos kartosime su neapykanta, mes gausime labai daug naudos.
Just like Kamsa, he was always hating Krishna. I want to kill Krishna.
Kaip ir Kamsa, jisai labai nekentė Krishna. Jisai visą laiką galvoja, aš noriu nužudyti Krishna.
But he was getting some benefit.
Bet jisai gavo iš to naudos.
Actually, Prabhupada wrote in one letter.
Prabhupada iš tikrųjų parašė man vieną laišką.
He said, if you want to hate,
jisai pasakė, jeigu tu nori neapkęsti,
then hate Krishna.
Tada neapkęs Krishna.
Somehow or other, be Krishna conscious.
Vienaip ar kitaip, būk Krishna sąmonėj, suvok Krishna.
So actually, there's two ways you can get liberated from this material existence.
Iš tikrųjų yra keli būdai išsivaduoti iš materialios visatos.
You can become a pure devotee.
Jūs galite tapti tyras atsidavęs.
Or you can become a big, 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 big demon.
Arba galima tapti labai dideliu, dideliu, dideliu demonu.
Who becomes so powerful.
Ir tapti tokiu galingu.
That Krishna has to come and kill you.
Kad Krishna turėtų nužengti ir pas nužudyti jūs.
Because you're terrorizing the whole universe.
Kadangi jūs terrorizuosite visą visatą.
So that's our program. Either you become pure devotee.
Tokia yra mūsų programa, arba tapkite tyrais atsidavusiais.
Or you become such a big asura.
Arba tapkite tokiu dideliu asura.
Just by the raising of your eyebrows.
Kad tik tai pakėlus jums savo antakius.
You can send terror into the hearts of the demigods.
Jūs pasiųstumėt siaubą į visų pusdievių širdis.
I think it's easier to become a pure devotee.
Aš manau, kad lengviau tapti tyru atsidavusiu.
By Prabhupada's mercy has become very easy.
Ir Prabhupada's malonė tai tapo labai lengva.
You just take some prasad.
Reikia valgyti truputį prasado.
You sing and dance in ecstasy.
Šokti ir dainuoti ekstazijai.
And if you get a little tired, then you take a nap.
Ir jeigu jūs pavarsite, galite truputį numigti.
And then you get up and you sing and dance some more.
Ir kai jūs atsikelsit, vėl galite dainuoti ir šokti.
And you get hungry, you take some more prasadam.
Ir kai išalksit, galite vėl pavalgyti prasado.
This is a big party going on.
Iš tikrųjų, tai yra didelė partija, kaip sako, jis tai vakarėlis.
Big, big party.
Didelis, didelis vakarėlis.
We're inviting the whole world that we are partying here at the Hare Krishna Center.
Iš tikrųjų, mes keičiame visą pasaulį į šitos, kaip sako, susibūrimus Hare Krishna centruose.
And we are inviting everyone, why are you suffering, you rascal?
Ir mes kviečiame jos, kodėl jūs kenčiate, niekšai?
Come here and party with us.
Ateikite čia ir būkite su mumis.
We are enjoying like anything.
Mes iš tikrųjų mėgomės labiau negu bet kas.
Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, susukam.
Krishna sako Bhagavad Gita, susukam.
This is joyfully performed.
Tai yra šitas Krishna samnis judėjimas, procesas yra džiaugsmingai atliekamas.
In this connection, Srila Prabhupada said,
yra ryšim su to Prabhupada, jisai sako.
He said, you cannot find any point that it is troublesome.
Prabhupada sako, kad jūs netrasite nei vienos vietos, nei vieno taško, kad tai būtų kažkaip tai problematiška.
This was the early days before we called him Prabhupada, we used to call him Swamiji. So he said, you cannot find any point that you can say Swamiji, this point is troublesome.
Jūs negalite rasti nei vieno momento Krishna sąmonėj, tuo metu Prabhupada mes vadinam mūsų judėjime Swamiji. Tai buvo ankstyvosios judėjimo diena. Jis pasakė mums, kad jūs nerasite nei vieno taško, Krishna sako, nei vieno momento, kur jūs galėtumėt pasakyti, kad Svamidži, šitas momentas man labai sunkus.
Prabhupada said that there is no trouble at all, it is simply recreation.
Prabhupada sakė, čia nėra iš viso jokio rūpesčio, čia yra vien tik tai polisas.
Susukam.
Susukam.
So it is very nice process. And you may know, do you know what is simply wonderful? Those sweet balls, simply wonderful. Everyone knows what is simply wonderful. Yes.
Previous millennium.
Huh?
Before we had.
You used to distribute. Yes. So one devotee asked Srila
Prabhupada.
He said, Srila Prabhupada, what happens when we give somebody on the street a simply wonderful?
Prabhupada, kas bus, jeigu mes kažkam tai gatvėje duosime tiesiog nuostabių rutuliukų?
Prabhupada said he will take that wonderful sweet.
Prabhupada pasakė, paim šitą nuostabų saldumyną.
And he will become simply wonderful.
Jisai paprasčiausiai taps nuostabus.
He will come to your temple.
Jis ateis į jūsų šventyklą.
And then Prabhupada said, this process of Krishna consciousness is simply wonderful.
Ir Prabhupada pasakė, šis Krishna sąmonės procesas yra tiesiog nuostabus.
Krishna is simply wonderful.
Krishna yra tiesiog nuostabus.
And you all are simply wonderful.
Ir jūs patys esate tiesiog nuostabus.
And then one devotee said, Prabhupada is simply wonderful. And Prabhupada said, that's all right, have kirtan. So, you are all simply wonderful people. You have come here today to this simply wonderful temple to associate with these simply wonderful devotees, to hear this simply wonderful philosophy, to chant this simply wonderful Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and to go to that simply wonderful spiritual world where time, suffering, and anxiety are conspicuous by their absence.
Taigi, ir jūs galite taip pakliūti į paprasčiausiai nuostabų, tiesiog nuostabų dvasinį pasaulį, kur baimė, nerimas ir taip toliau. Paprasčiausiai jų nėra.
Does anyone have some simply wonderful questions?
Ar kas nors turi tiesiog nuostabių klausimų?
Who here would like to become simply wonderful?
Kas norėtų tapti tiesiog nuostabiu?
Very good. Why would you like to become simply wonderful?
Kodėl jūs norėtumėte tapti tiesiog nuostabiais?
Can you answer my question? Why would you like to be simply wonderful?
Ar galėtumėte atsakyti klausimą, kodėl norėtumėte tapti tiesiog nuostabiu? So that to help others.
Yes, that's very good.
Labai gerai.
A devotee is called para paraduka dukhi.
Vaishnava yra vadinamas paraduka dukhi.
He is very sad to see the suffering of others.
Jis labai liūdnas, kai mato kenčiančius kitus.
A materialistic person, he's very happy to see other people suffering.
A materialistiškas žmogus labai džiaugiasi matydamas kitus kenčiant.
Because it gives him a sense of pride. Just see how great I am.
Kadangi jam tai suteikia pasididžiavimo jausmą, pažiūrėkit, kaip aš gerai laikausi.
The poor people are scrounging for their meals.
Skurdžiai žmonės, jie, kaip sako, trokšta savo maisto.
And I am eating very nicely.
O aš valgau labai skaniai.
Because I am very great.
Kadangi aš esu labai didingas.
That is the mood of a materialistic person.
Tokia yra materialistiško žmogaus nuotaika.
But a spiritual person, he's part of dukkha dukhi. He's very unhappy to see other people suffering.
Tačiau dvasingas žmogus, jis yra paradukha dukhi, jis labai liūdė, matydamas kitus žmonės kenčiančius.
And therefore he wants to relieve their suffering.
Ir todėl jis nori palengvinti jų kančias.
By giving them the sublime process of Krishna consciousness.
Suteikdamas jiems kilnų Krishna sąmonės procesą.
This Krishna consciousness is not imposing anything on anyone.
Ši Krishna sąmonė neprimeta niekam nieko.
It's bringing out the natural, original consciousness which is already there within the heart. Just like a match contains fire within it. And all you have to do is strike the match.
Ir visą tai, ką reikia padaryti, tai perbraukti.
And the fire comes out from it.
Ir tada ugnis išeis iš to lėktuko.
So Krishna consciousness is present within the heart of all living beings.
Taigi Krishna sąmonė jau glūdi kiekvienos gyvos būtybės širdyje.
And by the mercy of a devotee,
ir atsidavusia malonė,
that Krishna consciousness can be revived.
Šiai Krishna sąmonė gali būti atgaivinta.
So become a devotee.
Taigi tapkite atsidavusiai.
And be merciful to all others.
Ir būkite gailestingi visiems kitiems.
So that they can also become devotees.
Kad jie taip pat galėtų tapti atsidavusiais.
This is the sum and substance of the Krishna consciousness movement.
Ir tai yra Krishna sąmonės judėjimo esmė, esencija.
Anything else?
Ar yra dar kažkas?
So I have one policy. You don't ask me questions.
Jūs neužduodat man klausimų.
I will start asking you questions.
Aš pradėsiu uždavinėti klausimus jums.
It's much easier to be to ask the question than it is to be asked the question.
Iš tikrųjų yra lengviau užduoti klausimą negu būti tuo, kuriam klausimas užduodamas.
So if you're smart, you will ask me questions.
Taigi, jeigu jūs esat gudrus, tai užduokit klausimą man.
Yes.
Maybe you can explain a little bit more about this situation that we are meant to give pleasure to the Lord.
Yes.
Our constitutional position. So does it mean that if we are unhappy, does this mean that the Lord is also unhappy? Can you elaborate about this?
Yes.
Translation first.
Ta prasme, kad čia buvo minima, kad mūsų konstitucinė priedermė yra suteikti pasitenkinimą aukščiausiam viešpačiui. Ar tai reikštų, kad jeigu mes esam nelaimingi, tai viešpas irgi jaučia, kaip sakant, nusivylimą ar kažkokius netokius jausmus, irgi yra nelaimingas. Gal mokytas galėtų šiek tiek daugiau pakalbėti apie šitą niuansą.
So, the parent is happy when their child is happy.
Tėvai yra laimingi, kai vaikai yra laimingi.
And they're very sad when their child is suffering.
Ir jie labai liūdi, kai vaikai kenčia.
So, that is a fact with Krishna also.
Tai galioja taip pat ir Krishnai.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the most merciful manifestation of Krishna,
Viešpats Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, kuris yra pati gailestingiausia Krishnos inkarnacija,
is in a state of great transcendental anxiety, Prabhupada explains in the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada aiškina, kad Chaitanya Mahaprabhu yra didžiulio dvasinio nerimo būsenoje.
To see the suffering of the fallen conditioned souls.
Matydamas sąlygotų sielų kančią.
So, one who takes up preaching work,
tas, kuris imasi pamokslavimo,
on behalf of Lord Chaitanya,
Viešpatie Chaitanyos vardan,
Srila Prabhupada explains,
Srila Prabhupada paaiškina,
is relieving Lord Chaitanya of some of his burden. In other words, he is sharing the burden of Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu.
So you can just imagine how dear to the Lord is such a devotee. And this is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. That there is no one more dear to the Lord than that devotee who preaches his glory.
Kad nėra brangesnė atsidavusiai viešpačiai nei tas, kuris pamokslauja viešpatį šlovę.
The fact is that Krishna will be pleased very, very much when we surrender to him.
Iš tikrųjų faktas yra tai, kad viešpats bus labai, labai patenkintas, jeigu mes atsiduosime jam.
He has been watching and waiting for millions of lifetimes.
Jis laukia ir stebi mus milijonus gyvenimų.
When will this soul come back to me?
Kada ši siela vėl sugrįš pas mane?
He has been very unhappy to see how we are lost in sense gratification.
Jis labai nelaimingas, žiūrėdamas, kaip mes pasimetėm šitam jūslinio pasitenkinimui.
And when we finally come to our senses,
kai mes galiausiai mes sugrįžtame į protą,
by the mercy of Guru,
Guru malonė,
by the mercy of Krishna,
Krishnas malonė,
by the mercy of the Vaishnavas,
Vaishnavų malonė,
then Krishna is so, so happy.
Tada Krishna yra toks laimingas.
Hare Krishna. Questions more?
Ar dar klausimų yra?
Actually, this is the instruction of the Bhagavad Gita.
Iš tikrųjų, tai yra Bhagavad Gita pamokymas.
Tadvidi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tatpadarshinah. One should try to learn the truth by approaching the spiritual master.
Žmogus turi sužinoti tiesą, kreipdamasis į dvasinį mokytoją.
One should inquire submissively.
Jisai turi nuolankiai klausti.
So if you're at all serious to awaken the dormant Krishna consciousness within,
taigi, jeigu jūs rimtai norite pažadinti savyje būdinčią Krishna sąmonę,
then you should take heed of the instruction of Krishna.
Jūs turite priimti šitą Krishnos nurodymą.
That when you're in the presence of a spiritual master,
kad kai jūs esate dvasinio mokytojo akivaizdoje,
you should inquire.
Jūs turite klausti.
So that's a very helpful if you inquire.
Taigi, tai labai padeda, jeigu jūs galite klausti.
It will benefit you greatly.
Tai labai jums stipriai padės.
So our tendency is,
taigi, mūsų tendencija yra tokia.
To remain dull.
Išlikti bukiems.
Dull-headed.
Tai yra, kai sako, bukagaliais.
We've been dull-headed for millions of lifetimes.
Mes buvome bukagaliai milijonus gyvenimų.
Running after sense gratification.
Lakstydami paskui jūsinį pasitenkinimą.
And our tendency is to remain dull.
Tai mūsų tendencija išlieka būti tokiais pat bukais.
So what can we be done in our dull-headed condition?
Taigi, ką mums daryti, jeigu mes esam tokie būsenai?
And to keep taking prasadam.
Mums reikia valgyti prasadam.
And gradually we'll start to get some intelligence,
ir
we keep taking prasadam.
Mes patruputį gausime intelektą.
This prasadam is a very wonderful thing.
Šis prasadam yra labai nuostabus dalykas.
It purifies the heart.
Jis apvalo širdį.
It purifies the consciousness.
Jis apvalo sąmonę.
It purifies the brain.
Jis apvalo smegenis.
It enlivens the tongue.
Jis atgyvina liežuvį.
It gives energy to the body.
Jis suteikia energijos kūnui.
It's a very nice thing.
Tai yra labai nuostabus dalykas.
Actually, when I joined this movement,
iš tikrųjų, kai aš prisijungiau prie šio judėjimo,
I heard that if you want to make advancement,
aš girdėjau, jog jeigu nori daryti pažangą,
you have to please the spiritual master.
Reikia patenkinti dvasinį mokytoją.
Now I was wondering, how will I ever do that?
Ir aš tada stebėjausi, kaip aš tai padarysiu.
I was thinking, how will I please the spiritual master?
Aš galvoju apie tai, kaip aš patenkinsiu dvasinį mokytoją.
And then I heard,
ir tada išgirdau,
Chaturvidhashi Bhagavat Prasada, that if you take prasadam,
išgirdau, kad jeigu jūs valgysit prasadam,
the spiritual master is pleased.
Dvasinis mokytojas bus patenkintas.
So I was thinking, yes, I can handle this movement.
Tada aš pagalvojau, kad taip, aš galiu susitvarkyti.
I can take the shot.
Aš galiu priimti prasadą.
So even if you can't do anything else,
taigi, jeigu jūs net negalite nieko daugiau daryti,
if you can handle taking prasadam,
jūs galite vis dėlto kažkaip tai pakęsti prasadą.
And you come to this center,
ateikite į šitą centrą,
and you take prasadam regularly,
ir reguliariai valgyti prasadam,
then you will make nice advancement back to home, back to God.
Tada jūs labai gražiai tobulėsite ir grįžite atgal namo pas Dievą.
Even if you don't have any questions,
net jeigu jūs neturėsite jokių klausimų.
Even if your only question is, where is the prasadam?
Net jeigu jūsų vienintelis klausimas bus, kur prasadam?
You'll still be okay.
Vis dėlto su jumis viskas bus tvarkoj.
Actually, I can give you one hint.
Iš tikrųjų, aš galėčiau duoti jums vieną patarimą.
If you're wondering what is the question that I should ask,
jeigu jūs galvojate apie tai, kokį klausimą aš turėčiau užduoti,
I don't want to ask a stupid question in front of everyone.
Aš nenoriu užduoti kvailų klausimų visų akivaizdoje.
If you want to know what is the perfect question you can ask,
jeigu jūs norite žinoti, koks yra tobulas klausimas, kurį galite užduoti,
that is the question that Srila Prabhupada asked Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati.
Tai yra klausimas, kurį Srila Prabhupada paklausė savo dvasinio mokytojo Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakuras.
How can I serve you?
Kaip aš galiu jums pasitarnauti?
That was the one question that Prabhupada asked.
Tai buvo vienintelis klausimas, kurį Prabhupada uždavė.
So we don't know what question to ask.
Taigi, mes nežinom, kokį klausimą užduoti.
And we've already asked, where is the prasadam?
Ir mes jau paklausime, kur yra prasadas.
And we want to ask some question to appear that we have some intelligence.
Ir jeigu mes norim užduoti dar kitą klausimą, kad pasirodyt, kad turim kažkiek intelektą.
Sisi garnitai ki jai. Then all we have to do is ask, how can I serve?
Tai mums vienintelis dalykas, kurį reikia paklausyti, tai kaip aš galiu jums pasitarnauti.
You can approach the temple leaders here.
Jūs galite kreiptis į šventyklos lyderius čia.
Shamananda Prabhu.
Shamananda Prabhu.
Dayal Govinda.
Dayal Govinda.
And you just say, how is there some service I can do at this temple? Please tell me what service I can do. It's very important that you not only come and take knowledge and take mercy,
But
you must give service also. That exchange of give and take is the secret of how to advance in Krishna consciousness very quickly. So whenever you come, ask, what service can I do?
If
that's the only question you ask, you will advance very quickly in Krishna
consciousness.
So someone might ask, why should I be interested in Krishna consciousness? Most of the people walking around Vilnius today have no interest in Krishna consciousness. Why they don't have any interest in Krishna consciousness? Well, the first thing is they don't know what it is. Anyone who actually understands what is Krishna consciousness will naturally be attracted. Prabhupada explains the word Krishna means greatest pleasure. Krish means greatest and Na means pleasure. So, if we ask one gentleman, are you interested in the greatest pleasure? He will probably be interested, yes. What is the greatest pleasure? You say, my dear sir, there is one pleasure which is greater than anything you have ever tasted. And if you like, I will give it to you now. Only a fool would not be interested to hear. That greatest pleasure is
Krishna.
So the question is, why then is Krishna the greatest pleasure? In this material world, what do they say is the greatest pleasure? Sex.
Sex is didžiausias malonumas.
Isn't it? Bhagavatam confirms.
Bhagavatam patvirtina.
Yan maitanadi grihamedi sukam hitu cham. That pleasure which is, that sexual pleasure is considered the number one pleasure by the materialistic person.
Materialistiški žmonės galvoja, kad lytiniai malonumai yra numeris vienas malonumai.
But Bhagavatam says that pleasure is actually he to chum. It is insignificant. So this means the pleasure of chanting Hare Krishna is millions and billions of times more enjoyable than sex. So if someone is thinking that sex pleasure is very, very much fun, they should know that the pleasure of chanting Hare Krishna is millions and billions and trillions and quadrillions of times more relishable than any sex pleasure. The devotees, they give up illicit sex life. And they take to chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, with great delight, great delight. They are not frustrated. The ordinary materialistic person, if you tell them, now you have give up sex, he will become extremely frustrated. And you tell him, no meat, you become even more frustrated. And tell him, no liquor, no cigarettes, no lottery, you'll become even more frustrated. So why the Hare Krishna people are not frustrated? We've given up all the things that are considered the necessities of life for the ordinary citizens of Lithuania. Who can answer my question? Why are we not frustrated?
Do we have a meaning for that?
There is no need for that.
That's right. Why? Why is there no need?
Because love is just what you need.
Love is the thing you need.
Love is what you need.
What is love?
I guess it's Krishna.
He says,
I guess it's Krishna.
Yes. They have to love Krishna, that is... By loving Krishna, then, just like when you eat, you feed your belly. Every part of the body requires nutrition. Your elbow also requires nutrition. So when you sit down to eat, do you stick your elbow in the bowl of soup? No. You simply put the soup in your belly. And then the soup automatically goes to every part of your body. Goes to your elbow. Goes to your nose. Goes to your earlobe. Goes to your toes. Everywhere. So when we give our love to Krishna, then everything becomes loved. You become loved. Your friend becomes loved. Your family members become loved. The birds in the sky become loved. The dogs running down the street become loved. When we give our love to Krishna, our love goes to even the little microbial germs that we can't even see. Therefore, Krishna consciousness means universal love. The fact is, the more that we give love, the more we are happy. A miserly, stingy person is miserable. In English, I don't know about in Lithuanian, but in English language, the words are very similar. Miser and miserable. Is it similar in Lithuanian also? It's different. In English language, the word for a selfish person and the word for misery are the same.
Anglų kalboje, kaip sako, žodis pažymintis šykštų žmogų ir kančia yra labai tai tie patys žodžiai.
So, the idea is the more we can be giving persons who give to others.
Taigi, idėja yra tokia, kad mes turime tapti labiau duodančiais, kuo daugiau duoti kitiems.
To the widest possible number of others.
Tai yra, kaip galima daugiau kitų asmenybių duoti.
That is how our happiness grows. Ir tokiu būdu auga mūsų laimė. The more that our love expands, the more our circle of love expands to include more and more living beings, our love, our happiness, I mean to say, becomes greater and greater and greater. So when we give our love to Krishna, then automatically our love goes to absolutely every living being in the entire totality of existence.
Taigi, kai atiduodam savo meilę Krishna, mūsų meilė automatiškai yra padalyjama visai totaliniai kūrinijai.
I was going to say to every living entity in the universe.
Aš norėjau pasakyti, kad kiekviena gyva būtybė visatoje.
But according to the Vedas, this universe is only one out of billions of universes.
Tačiau pagal Vedas, ši visata yra tik viena iš milijardų visatų.
So it's not, when I said universal love, actually it's
Irgi aš pasakiau, kad universali meilė arba visatos meilė, visuotinė meilė.
It's a supra-universal love.
Iš tikrųjų, tai yra supra-visuotinė meilė.
Universal love is still limited.
Visuotinė meilė vis dėlto yra apribota.
To this particular universe.
Šitai būtent konkrečiai visatai.
There's millions and billions of universes.
Bet yra miliardai ir miliardai visatų.
And beyond the total conglomeration of universes, which is called the material sky.
Ir anapus šito viso materialių visatų konglomerato, kuris vadinamas materialiu dangum.
Or in Sanskrit, the aparavyoma.
Arba sanskrito kalba yra vadinama aparavyoma.
There is another vyoma or sky called paravyoma.
Yra kitas dangus arba vyoma, tai yra vadinamas paravyoma.
That is the spiritual sky.
Tai yra dvasinis dangus.
So when you give your love to Krishna,
ir jeigu jūs atiduodat savo meilę Krishnai,
you love Krishna,
jūs mylite Krishna,
you love all of his expanded Vishnu tattva forms,
jūs mylite taip pat ir visas jo išskleistas Vishnu tattvos pavidalus,
you love Lord Shiva,
jūs mylite taip pat ir viešpatį Shiva,
you love all of the eternally liberated, the infinite numbers of eternally liberated souls who live in the spiritual world.
Ir jūs mylite taip pat nesuskaičiuojamą gausybę amžinai išvaduotų sielų, kurios gyvena dvasiniam pasaulyje.
You love all the demigods who control all the planets within this material world.
Ir jūs mylite visus pusdievius, kurie kontroliuoja visas planetas mūsų materialioje visatoje.
And you love each and every member of each of the 8,400,000 species.
Ir jūs taip pat mylite kiekvieną gyvą būtybę iš visų 8,400,000 įvairių gyvybės formų.
There is not one single living being from whom your love is restricted.
Ir nėra nei vienos gyvos būtybės, kuri būtų atribota nuo jūsų meilės.
It goes to absolutely every single entity.
Šita meilė pakliūna, patenka kiekvienai, absoliučiai kiekvienai gyvai būtybei.
So when you can love everyone at every minute.
Taigi, kai jūs galite mylėti kiekvieną viską ir kiekvieną akimirką.
When you can love them perfectly.
Kai jūs galite mylėti juos tobulai.
Without any desire for sense gratification or selfish return.
Netrokšdami kažkokios tai naudos sau arba jūsinio pasitenkinimo sau, savanaudiško pasitenkinimo.
Then you have truly achieved.
Tada jūs iš tikrųjų pasiekėt.
That state of enlightenment.
Tokį prašviesėjimo būseną.
That ultimate perfection of spiritual enlightenment.
Tokį galutinį tobulumą, dvasinį prašviesėjimą.
Called Bhagavan realization.
Kuris vadinamas Bhagavano suvokimas, Bhagavano realizacija.
Or Krishna consciousness.
Arba Krishna samanė.
So, does anyone have any questions?
Taigi, ar dar kas nors
klausimų? Yes. Very good question. Very good.
Labai gerai klausimai.
Jai, Hare Krishna. Somebody is not dull-headed out there. That's really good.
Kažkas dėl nėra buka gerai šia. The question was be dull.
That's it. Actually, there's no such thing as a stupid question. The only stupid question is the one that you did not ask. When you ask questions, that is a sign of intelligence.
Kai jūs užduodat klausimą, tai yra intelekto požymis. You cited a verse from Isha Upanishad about it. When one gets knowledge, there is no anxiety for him anymore.
That's right. No illusion or anxiety. That's right.
Yeah, illusion and anxiety. So. Question is how knowledge destroys anxiety. Question is how knowledge destroys anxiety.
Yes. The question is very nice. How does knowledge destroy anxiety?
Klausimas buvo labai puikus. Kaip nerimas, tai yra kaip žinojimas sunaikina neišmanimą. Tai yra nerima.
So, our anxiety is simply due to ignorance.
Mūsų nerimas kyla paprasčiausiai dėl neišmanimo.
Our actual identity is Satchit Ananda Vigraha.
Mūsų tikroji tapatybė yra Satchit Ananda Vigraha.
We are eternal.
Mes esame amžini.
We are full of bliss.
Kupini palaimos.
And we are full of knowledge.
Kupini žinojimo.
That is the actual reality. Just like a son of a rich man. He has all facilities for enjoyment. But he somehow or other he was away from home and he fell down, he hit his head. He lost his IDs and he forgot who he was. He's wandering around in complete anxiety, he doesn't know how to eat, he doesn't know where he's going to sleep. Because he's ignorant of the fact that he's the son of that very rich man. Now he's in great distress. He's thinking, how will I ever survive in this world? But if he simply knows who his father is, then he can go back to his house and all his problems are solved. So if you can simply know that I'm the eternal servant of Krishna, if you simply go back to your father's house, then all of your problems immediately are solved.
Академинис
тек про университет, если не достанусь. She is asking why academic education is not perfect knowledge.
Yes. Actually, what they call academic education is not really as academic as they say it is.
Iš tikrųjų, tas taip vadinamas akademinis išsilavinimas nėra akademinis išsilavinimas.
What the so-called academics claim is,
visa tai, kas yra vadinama žodžiu akademinis,
they claim that they are open-minded intellectuals.
Jie sako, kad jie yra atviro proto intelektualai.
But the fact is they have a very strong bias against scriptural knowledge.
Tačiau faktas yra tai, kad jie yra labai šališkai nusiteikę prieš šventųjų žinias.
One teacher in a university in a Sanskrit class
vienas mokytas universitete, kuris dėsto sanskritą,
stated that the descriptions in the Vedas are mythology.
Jisai sakė, kad Vedų aprašymai yra mitologija.
He is thinking that he has a very good academic viewpoint.
Jisai galvo, kad jis turi labai gerą akademinį požiūrį.
But the fact is such a prejudicial bias without any proof of the mythological nature of the Vedas is not at all academic.
Tačiau faktas yra tai, kad toks išankstinis nusistatymas, kad Vedas yra tik tai mitologija, neturi jokių įrodymų apie tai, yra tikrai neakademinis žinojimas.
In other words, the point is the so-called academics are not actually academic.
Iš tikrųjų, momentas tame, kad taip vadinami akademikai, iš tikrųjų nėra akademikai.
The Vaishnava philosopher is actually truly academic.
Vaishnava filosofas iš tikrųjų yra akademikas.
He does not accept or reject things blindly.
Jisai nepriima ir netmeta jokių dalykų aklai.
Prabhupada explains in his purport to Bhagavad Gita 4.34.
Prabhupada savo komentare Bhagavad Gita 4.34 jisai sako
that blind following is condemned.
Kad aklas sėkimas yra smerkiamas.
So, by the same token, blind rejection is also condemned.
Tačiau tuo pat metu aklas atmetimas taip pat yra smerkiamas.
The so-called academics are grossly guilty of blind rejection.
Ir taip vadinami akademikai, jie yra labai, labai griežtai kalti tuo, kad jie aklai atmeta viską.
If one is truly academic or truly an open-minded intellectual.
Ir jeigu žmogus iš tikrųjų yra akademikas arba atviro intelekto intelektualas.
One can take the Bhagavad Gita and say, well, it may be true or it may not be true.
Jisai gali paimti Bhagavad Gita ir sakyti, gerai, tai gali būti tiesa, gali būti netiesa.
Let me, with a completely open mind, hear and study and learn to see if it's true or not.
Aš paimsiu Bhagavad Gita ir visiškai atviru protu studijuosiu ją, tam, kad suprasčiau, ar čia yra tiesa ar netiesa.
That is a genuine academic approach.
Tai yra tikras akademinis procesas.
So again, these so-called academics are not academic.
Vėlgi, pakartojant, tie taip vadinami akademikai iš tikrųjų nėra akademikai.
A Vaishnava is a, has a very open mind. Prabhupada says he's an independent thinker.
Vaishnava iš tikrųjų yra atviro proto. Prabhupada vadina jį nepriklausomu mąstytoju.
I have not accepted this Krishna consciousness blindly.
Aš nepriėmiau šios Krishna sąmonės aklai.
I'm a lover of truths.
Aš esu tiesos mylėtojas.
If you can show me a truth that is higher than Krishna consciousness, I will reject this Krishna consciousness movement.
Aš atmesiu šį Krishna sąmonės judėjimą.
And I will become your disciple.
Ir aš tapsiu jūsų mokiniu.
If you can show me something higher, I will become your disciple.
Jeigu jūs galite parodyti man kažką aukštesnio, aš tapsiu jūsų mokytojas.
I will give up Krishna.
Aš atsisakysiu Krishnas.
I will give up Prabhupada.
Aš atsisakysiu Prabhupadas.
And I will follow you.
Ir aš seksiu jumis.
If you can show me something higher.
Jeigu jūs galite parodyti man kažką aukštesnio.
I have been making this challenge for 34 years.
Aš šitą iššūkį metu visiems.
Wherever I go, all over the world.
Visame pasaulyje, kur ben keliaučiau.
If you can show me something higher than Krishna consciousness.
Jeigu jūs galite man parodyti kažką aukščiau už Krishna sąmonę.
I'm your follower.
Aš esu jūsų pasiekėjas.
But no one's been able to do it.
Bet niekas to negalėjo padaryti.
It's still an open challenge.
Taigi, šis iššūkis kol kas atviras.
Can anyone here today show me something higher than Krishna consciousness?
Ar kas nors čia šiandieną gali man parodyti kažką aukščiau už Krishna sąmonę?
I'm ready to reject it.
Aš esu pasirengęs atmesti tai.
If you can show me something higher.
Jeigu galit parodyti man kažką aukščiau.
Let's see who has something higher. Anyone else?
Parodykit, kas gal kas nors čia turi kažką aukščiau.
I've been trying for so many years to find someone who has something higher. And I just, it really looks to me like Krishna consciousness is the absolute truth.
Taigi, aš jau 34 metus bandau surasti, kas yra aukščiau už Krishna sąmonę. Panašu, kad Krishna sąmonė yra aukščiausia tiesa.
Because this is the only philosophy I've ever found that explains absolutely everything.
Kadangi tai yra vienintelė filosofija, kurią esu kada nors atradęs, kuri paaiškina absoliučiai viską.
It explains what's going on in your mind.
Ji paaiškina, kas vyksta jūsų prote.
It explains what's going on amongst your friends, your family members, the whole world society, the ecology, the astrology. It explains everything. It's the perfect philosophy. So when Krishna says Raja Vidya Raja Guhyam, that this knowledge is the king of education, I believe it. Because it explains everything perfectly. But I have not reached this conclusion by blind non-academic dogmatism.
Tačiau aš negrįžiu savo idėjų aklo akademinio dogmatizmo.
I have reached this conclusion scientifically.
Aš pasiekiau šias išvadas mokslinio būdu.
And what do they do in science?
O ką jie daro moksle?
They do an experiment, right?
Jie daro eksperimentus, ar ne?
They perform an experiment and they judge by the results of the experiment.
Tada jie paima eksperimento rezultatus.
When I moved into the temple as a brahmachari,
kai aš persikėliau gyventi šventyklą kaip brahmachari,
I did not do so to become a devotee.
Aš padariau tai ne tam, kad tapčiau atsidavusiu.
I told the temple president, I have not come here to become a devotee.
Aš pasakiau prezidentui, aš atėjau čia ne tam, kad tapti atsidavusiu.
I'm simply here to make an experiment.
Aš čia paprasčiausiai tam, kad padaryčiau eksperimentą.
To see what I can learn by living this life of brahmachari.
Pasižiūrėti, ką aš galiu pasiekti gyvenamas brahmachario gyvenimą.
Just like sometimes a sociologist,
kartais sociologai,
will go to live with the natives.
Jie eina ir gyvena pas kaimynus.
To learn about their culture.
Į kažkokias gentis keliauja, tam, kad išrasi žinoti apie jų kultūrą.
So I was just thinking, I will go and I will live with these devotees and I will learn about their culture. I will get a very good experience of their philosophy, their practices, how they meditate and everything. I'm sure it will benefit me. But I'm not going to become a devotee. Necessarily. Not necessarily going to become a devotee. I'm just there to check it out.
Aš paprasčiausiai noriu patikrinti.
See what I can learn.
Ir pasižiūrėti, ką galiu išmokti iš to.
But I can honestly tell you it did not take long.
Tačiau aš galiu jums nuoširdžiai pasakyti, kad neužtruko ilgai.
For me to realize
man suvokti
that there is nothing more wonderful,
kad nėra nieko nuostabesnio,
nothing more perfect,
nėra nieko tobulesnio,
nothing more pure,
nėra nieko tyresnio,
nothing more enlivening,
nieko labiau gyvesnio,
nothing more wonderful,
ir nieko nuostabesnio,
than completely surrendering at the lotus feet,
negu visiškai atsiduoti lotosiniams,
of his divine grace,
jo dieviškos malonybės,
A.C.
A.C.
Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
Swami Prabhupada's lotosiniams pėdams.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any more questions you had?
In continuation of this, maybe you can speak to us some maybe your remembrance about this simply wonderful personality. Maybe some pastime also.
About Prabhupada?
Yeah.
Yes. So,
klausimas buvo, ar gali mokytis papasakoti ką nors apie savo patirtį, apie šią tiesiog nuostabią asmenybę Prabhupada.
Many times people say, well, how did you first meet Prabhupada?
Daugybę kartų žmonės sako, na, kaip jūs pirmą kartą susitikot Prabhupada?
And I can tell you that I fully surrendered to Prabhupada as my spiritual master.
Ir aš galiu pasakyti, kad aš pirmą kartą pilnai atsidaviau savo, aš jau Prabhupada kaip savo dvasinio mokytojo.
Before I ever laid eyes on him.
Pirmiau, negu aš jį pirmą kartą pamačiau.
I was a seeker of absolute truth.
Aš ieškojau absoliučios tiesos.
I wanted to know what is the will of God for me.
Aš norėjau žinoti, kokia yra Dievo valia mano atžvilgiu.
So I was praying very intensely to the Lord to guide me how to become his perfect servant.
Aš labai intensyviai meldžiausi Viešpačiui, kaip aš galėčiau tapti tavo tobulu tarnu.
And one disciple of Prabhupada.
Ir vienas Prabhupados mokinys.
His Holiness Vishnu Jana Maharaj.
Jo šventenybė Vishnu Jana Maharaj.
He came to the town I was living in, Austin, Texas.
Jisai atvyko į tą miestą, kur aš gyvenau, Teksase.
And started this Hare Krishna movement there.
Ir jisai pradėjo tenai Hare Krishna judėjimą.
So I was very attracted to hear from him.
Ir aš jutau labai didelį potraukį klausytis jo.
He told me about his wonderful philosophy.
Jis papasakojo man apie šią nuostabią filosofiją.
And he told me about his wonderful spiritual master.
Jis papasakojo man apie savo nuostabų dvasinį.
And I could see how wonderful was his life.
Ir aš mačiau, koks nuostabus yra jo gyvenimas.
And I was thinking, I would like to have a life like Vishnu Jana Maharaj's life.
Ir aš pagalvojau, kad aš norėčiau gyventi tokį pat gyvenimą kaip Vishnu Jana Maharaj.
And that's how I was introduced to Prabhupada.
Ir tokiu būdu aš susidomėjau Prabhupada.
So the first time I actually saw him,
taigi pirmą kartą, kai aš iš tikrųjų jį pamačiau,
I was just waiting for when I will get initiated.
Aš paprasčiausiai laukiu, kada gausiu iniciaciją.
Actually, I mentioned this morning the first time I saw Prabhupada.
Aš šį rytą paminėjau, kad pirmą kartą, kai pamačiau Prabhupada.
Was in July of 1971.
Tai buvo 71 metų Liepos mėnuo.
He flew into the San Francisco airport.
Jisai atskrido į San Francisco oro uostą.
And went straight to the Ratha Yatra site.
Ir iš karto nukeliavo į vietą, kur vyko Ratha Yatra.
So the very first word I heard from Prabhupada's lotus mouth.
Taigi patys pirmieji žodžiai, kuriuos išgirdau iš Prabhupados lotosinės burnos.
Was this sweetest of all transcendental vibrations?
Tai yra pati saldžiausia transcendentinė vibracija.
Jagannath.
Jagannath.
So. My most association with Srila Prabhupada was by writing letters.
Mano bendravimas su Srila Prabhupada vyko daugiausiai laiškų.
Because I was not in a major temple like Los Angeles or New York.
Kadangi aš negyvenau vieno iš didžiųjų šventyklų kaip Los Angeles ar New York'e.
I was always in some preaching center that was somewhat remote.
Aš visą laiką buvau kažkokiam tai pamokslavimo centre, kuris buvo nutolusioje vietoje.
I don't think Prabhupada ever came. Prabhupada never actually came to where I was. I had to go to where Prabhupada was. But of course, that's what a lot of us did in those days. We would all, you know, head out just in mass to wherever Prabhupada was. We were there with him in San Francisco at the Ratha Yatra. And then Prabhupada flew back down to Los Angeles. I remember the devotee, we were driving down to Los Angeles. The devotee was driving that van so fast. It was like we were flying down the freeway. Because we didn't want to miss even 1 minute of Prabhupada's association. So we spent several days with him at the Los Angeles temple. And it was very nice. When Prabhupada would go on his morning walk, he would come back to the temple. And there was a special little practice that Prabhupada did every day. We would all line up from the place where he would get out of his car on the sidewalk going back to his quarters. And each devotee would have a flower in the hand. And then Prabhupada would get out of the car. And he would come down the road. And with each devotee, the devotee would give him a flower, and he would give Prabhupada the flower. There would be that personal exchange between you. You would have your moment with Prabhupada. Every devotee had their moment when they were face to face with Prabhupada. They were handing him a flower. He would hand them a flower. It was so sweet and so wonderful. I was right near the front of the line. Because I was with Vishnu Jana Maharaj. And he was the first in line. But he got something a lot more than the flower. He got a big hug. So I felt really good. I was standing right there just a few feet away. Watching that person who had made me a devotee. Get the most wonderful loving embrace from Srila Prabhupada. And I was just thinking how fortunate I am. To be one of Vishnu Jana Maharaj's men. So then Prabhupada gave me a flower. I gave Prabhupada the flower. And then he gave me the flower. And I was thinking, what will I do with this flower? This is a very special flower. It has come from the hand of Srila Prabhupada. I don't want to lose this flower. How will I make sure I don't lose it? I will eat it. And I did. I ate the flower. It tasted pretty good. And so, Prabhupada is continuing to go down the row of devotees. And if you've ever been to Los Angeles, the temple, there are some steps there. So I just wanted to see Prabhupada again. So I just stood there on the steps and watched Prabhupada as he came by. And Prabhupada was very kind to me. He saw me standing there, not in the line. And he looked to me. He didn't say one word, but with his face, he he in his body language he asked me one question. He went like this. In other words, do you have a flower? Did you get a flower yet? And I was very happy. Prabhupada was asking me if I got a flower yet. And I said, yeah, I just shake my head. Yes, I didn't say anything, but I just went like this and smiled. So I was so happy. Prabhupada wanted to make sure that I had gotten my flower. I was not a big devotee. I was just some young brahmachari. Not initiated. But Prabhupada wanted to make sure that I got my flower from his lotus hand. So this is the love and the kindness of Srila
Prabhupada.
He just as he felt for me that he wanted to make sure that I'm getting my flower. Srila Prabhupada also wants to make sure that you get your flower. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. He wants to make sure that every one of you get your flower. So, any other questions? Any other questions? Yes. These are very nice questions. You keep asking questions. Not everyone else is dull-headed, but you have very good brain. You ask questions.
What it means is the saying that one who knows Krishna, he knows everything.
What? Yes. Krishna is not alone.
Krishna nėra vienas.
Krishna is the source of everything.
Krishna yra visa ko šaltinis.
Everything that exists is the energy of Krishna.
Viskas, kas egzistuoja, yra Krishnos energija.
Absolutely everything exists in relationship with Krishna.
Absoliučiai viskas egzistuoja tik tai ryšium su Krishna.
Not a blade of grass can move without the will of Lord Shri Krishna.
Be Krishna's valios nei žalėlytė negali pajudėti.
Absolutely everything is connected with him.
Absoliučiai viskas yra susijęs su juo.
So when you know him perfectly,
tai jūs žinote jį tobulai.
And because everything else functions in its relationship with him.
Kadangi viskas funkcionuoja tik tai kaip susijęs su Krishna.
In this way, you become the perfect knower of everything. Do you understand?
When Prabhupada was writing his books, he made mistakes, like grammatical mistakes. Mm. So it means that spiritual master cannot know something perfectly.
Yes, the spiritual master, by Krishna's grace, can. Prabhupada could have, if Krishna wanted him to, he could have done everything. He could have not required English editors, for example.
Krishna nereikalavo, kad Prabhupada tobulai žinotų gramatiką, anglų kalbą.
Krishna could have easily empowered Prabhupada to have perfect, you know, university professor, perfect knowledge of English grammar.
Krishna galėjo iš tikrųjų suteikti Prabhupadai tobulą akademinį, kaip sako, anglų kalbos profesoriaus stilių.
But Krishna did not do so.
Bet Krishna taip nepadarė.
For a reason.
Dėl vienos priežasties.
One reason is
viena iš priežasčių yra
sweetness.
Tai yra jo saldumas.
We relish Prabhupada's style of English.
Mums labai patinka, mes mėgaujamės Prabhupados anglų kalbos stilių.
It is very relishable for us to hear Prabhupada sometimes mispronounce English.
Mums labai patikdavo iš tikrųjų, kaip Prabhupada tardavo žodžius ir kartais neteisingai ištardavo anglų kalbos žodžius.
We loved it.
Mes mylėjom jį.
Just like Prabhupada could not say Lord, there is one British Lord, his name was Lord Zetland.
Pavyzdžiui, buvo vienas toksai Britas Lordas Zetlandas.
Prabhupada cannot pronounce that Z.
Ir Prabhupada negalėjo ištarti šito Z.
He's a Bengali speaker.
Jisai kalbėjo bengalų kalbą.
He said Lord Jetland.
Jisai sakydavo, tai yra Lordas Jetlandas.
He couldn't say that Z.
Jis negalėdavo pasakyti Z. Zetland.
Krishna could have empowered him to do that.
Krishna galėjo jį įgalioti tai daryti.
But by keeping him in that Bengali style.
Bet išlaikydama šitą bengališką stilių.
It was very sweet and appealing to us.
Mums tai atrodė labai labai patraukliai.
Everything that was it was all the arrangement of Krishna.
Viskas iš tikrųjų buvo Krishnas parengimas.
Prabhupada's style, his personality, everything about him somehow or other totally captured thousands and thousands of boys and girls.
Prabhupada stilius, Prabhupada asmenybė, paraidžiui iš tikrųjų patraudavo tūkstančius ir tūkstančius vaikinų ir merginų dėmesį.
Therefore, everything about Srila Prabhupada is perfect.
Todėl viskas, kas susijęs su Srila Prabhupada, yra tobula.
Even his grammatical mistakes.
Net ir jo gramatinės klaidos.
Questions, man?
Mokytas labai gražiai paaiškino, kaip galingai veikia šventų vadų kartojimas, kai būtent atsidavusiai galit mes nuodėmingą gyvenimą. Bet daug žmonių turi galimybę išgirsti šventus vardus, pavyzdžiui, Harinamo kainą, tačiau mažai kas susižavė, priima ir pasikeičia jų gyvenimas. Tai būtent panašu, kad visi kažko trūksta, nes...
So, you very nicely told about how Hare Krishna mantra chanting influences people's life and how they can forego the sensual pleasures and so. And but when we go to Harinams, many people have a chance to hear those sounds, those vibration, holy name. But they don't change their lifestyles. Why? Why they don't change?
You don't realize how they've been changed.
Mes nesuvokiam, kaip jie keičiasi.
That change has already begun.
Tas pasikeitimas jau prasidėjo.
It will just take some time to unfold, that's all. You have planted within their hearts the seed of change. And that day will come and that seed will fructify. And they will come to you and they will beg you to train them how to become a devotee.
Ir tada jie, tie žmonės ateis pas jūs ir jie prašys jūsų, kad paaiškintumėt, kaip tapti atsidavus.
So continue to do this Harinams and Kirtan.
Todėl reikia tęsti toliau šią Harinamas and Kirtaną.
As much as possible.
Kiek įmanoma.
To purify the hearts of the living being.
Tam, kad apvalyti gyvų būtybių širdis.
Questions more?
Isn't it that we do not see the changes in the people in general when doing Harinam because we are expecting results and Krishna wants us to be purified and motivated?
Translate into Latvian for the people, into Lithuanian rather for the people.
No, I'm trying to.
Oh, you didn't hear the question?
Not completely understood.
Okay, the question is, I will ask it again then.
Klausimas.
You can tell me if I understood your question correctly. If we are meant to chant without any motivation, then why do we need to worry whether the people take it or not? It's for our own purification. Is that the correct question?
And not expect result.
Yeah, so we're meant to serve without any expectation of result, without any. So why do we have to worry whether they take it or not? Why not just do it on the order of Krishna? The point that Vishnu Priya Mataji is making is correct. one does not think that I have, they have to take to it, otherwise I will not chant.
Žmonės, mes neturėtume galvoti, kad žmonės turi priimti šitą Krishna sąmonę, kitokiu atveju mes nekartosim.
We can go back to Prabhupada himself now to prove this point.
Mes galime vėl grįžti prie paties Prabhupados tam, kad įrodyti šitą momentą.
When I was blessed to be in Prabhupada's presence in 1975 in Atlanta.
Kai gavau šitą palaiminimą būti kartu su Prabhupada 75-aisiais metais Atlantoje.
He was explaining about Lord Jetland.
Jisai kalbėjo kaip tik apie šitą Lordą Jetlandą.
Lord Jetland.
Lordą Jetlandą.
That when his god brothers went to England, they were preaching to Lord Zetland.
Kai jo dievo broliai, Prabhupada dievo broliai nukeliavo į Angliją, jie pamokslavo šiam Lordui Zetlandui.
And Lord Zetland asked them, Swamiji, can you make me a Brahman?
Šitas Lordas Zetlandas paklausė, Swamiji, ar gali padaryti mane Brahmanu?
And Prabhupada's god brother told Lord Zetland, he said, yes, I can make you a Brahman.
Ir Prabhupada dievo brolis jis pasakė, Lordui Zetlandui, taip, aš galiu padaryti tave Brahmanu.
You simply have to follow these principles. No illicit sex. No meat eating. No intoxication. And no gambling. Lord Zetland immediately replied, impossible. So Prabhupada told us then that I was thinking when I came to your country, that as soon as I tell them, no illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, and no gambling, they will immediately tell me, please go home. So Prabhupada was thinking that I will not be successful. But he said, still, I thought, let me try. So, when Prabhupada said that, I realized because Prabhupada tried, therefore I was saved. And I yelled out, Jai! And every devotee in the room felt the same way, and everybody went, Jai! Because Prabhupada tried, even though he felt he would not be successful. So the point is, we have to try to save them for the pleasure of Srila
Prabhupada.
Even if not one person is saved, we simply go out and try to save them because that endeavor pleases Srila Prabhupada.
Yeah.
Another person which happened in
Sarasvati
Mahaprabhu South India when the devotees were preaching there and they were not getting the results, so they told Srila Prabhupada that we are preaching and working so hard, but there is no result. Then Prabhupada told them, you know, why you are expecting results? You should go on doing and you will get the results. You should not expect for any results there. And then the devotees were doing the chanting and all that. Automatically, so much abundance of results came.
He can't, it's too much for him to translate. You got to break
okay,
it up.
I remember.
Oh, good.
Prabhupada taip pat yra pavyzdys vienas iš pietų Indijos. Atsidavusiai pietų Indijai labai stengiasi pamokslauti ir eiti į harinamas, patraukti žmonės, bet žmonės kažkaip nepasirodydavo šventykui. Ir tada atsidavusiai kreipėsi į Šrilą Prabhupada, sakydami, kad Prabhupada, mes pamokslaujame, einame į harinamas, bet nėra jokių rezultatų, jokie žmonės neateina. Prabhupada turbūt pasakė, o kodėl jūs tikitės rezultato? Jūs paprasčiausiai eikite ir bandykite pamokslauti, eikite ir bandykite daryti harinamas. Ir žmonės patys sakys, bet jūs darykite tai nebandydami patraukti žmonės, o paprasčiausiai dėl to, kad tai reikia daryti. Ir kad atsidavusiai paklausė Prabhupadas ir jie po to išėjo į harinamą, tiek daug žmonių ateidavo į šventyklą iš tikrųjų po to įvykio.
Any other questions or comments?
Ar yra dar klausimų ar komentarų?
Is there something in a question on a paper?
How did you come to Krishna consciousness?
How did I come to Krishna consciousness? Actually, I didn't. It came to me.
Aš netėjau į Krišno sąmonę, Krišno sąmonė atėjo pas mane.
Because because I was praying to the Lord, I felt that there's no happiness in this material world.
Iš tikrųjų, aš meldžiausi Viešpačiui, aš galvojau, kad nėra laimės šiame materialiam pasaulyje.
I felt that the only way out of this hellish material existence.
Aš galvojau, kad yra kažkoks tai būdas išsigauti iš šios pragariškos materialios.
Was to fully surrender myself to the will of God.
Visiškai atsiduoti Dievo valiai.
But the only problem was I didn't know what God wanted me to do.
Tačiau vienintelė problema buvo tai, kad aš nežinau, ko Dievas iš manęs nori.
I had no idea how I'd find out.
Aš neturėjau jokios idėjos, kaip aš galiu tai sužinoti.
I was waiting for a voice from the sky.
Aš laukiu balsą iš dangaus.
This is what you are to do.
Štai ką tu turi daryti.
But no voice was coming.
Tačiau jokio balsą iš dangaus nepasigirdo.
So I was wondering, how will I ever solve my quagmire, my problem? But I knew that then one day it was revealed to me, one person told me that God could hear my prayers, God could hear me. So I thought, all right, I will just ask God. I will keep asking him and asking him and asking him day after day after day after day to tell me to tell me how I can be his perfect servant. So because I was sincerely begging the Lord to guide me how to be his perfect servant, one day that knock came on the door. There's a Hare Krishna Swami in town. He'll be at my apartment in 1 hour. That was the answer to my prayer. His Holiness Vishnu Jana Maharaj came. And he told me about this wonderful process of Krishna consciousness. And I thought, let me try. Let me check it out. And it worked. And it's still working. It's getting better all the time. So you must, are you now a surrendered devotee? Have you fully come to Krishna consciousness? So what's holding you back?
Myself, he told.
So give up all of those impediments. Now you must fully come to Krishna consciousness. I guarantee you, if you fully surrender yourself to Krishna, you will find it to be strikingly wonderful. You're doing nothing but torturing yourself by not completely surrendering to Krishna right now. In fact, that is my invitation to each and every one of you in this room. That if you have not fully surrendered to Krishna yet, please do yourself a favor and fully surrender at the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna right now. Question.
What it means fully surrender?
Yes, fully surrender to Krishna.
Ką reiškia visiškai atsiduoti Krishna?
There are three ways that there are three channels through which we surrender to Krishna.
Yra trys būdai, kaip mes atsiduodame Krishna.
One is guru.
Vienas yra guru.
We have to have a bona fide spiritual master.
Mums reikia turėti bona fide dvasinį mokytoją.
The second one is the Vaishnavas.
Antrasis momentas yra kanalas Vaishnava.
That is called sadhu, the saintly devotees of the Lord.
Vadinami sadhu, šventi viešpaties atsidavusiai.
We need to become a member of a spiritual family.
Mums reikia tapti dvasinės šeimos nariais.
Join into that family with complete sincerity and enthusiasm. Just like there's a community here.
In
you should fully become a fully, you know, fully do everything you can to help this devotee community here to be a wonderful family of devotees.
Ir reikia padaryti viską, kas įmanoma, tam, kad šita atsidavusi šeima būtų kaip galima nuostabesnė.
The third aspect is called shastra or scripture.
Trečiasis aspektas arba kanalas vadinamas šastra arba šventraščiai.
You should read Srila Prabhupada's books.
Jums reikia skaityti Srilos Prabhupados knygas.
Very carefully.
Labai dėmesingai.
And follow all of his instructions.
Ir sekti visais jo nurodymais.
Are you chanting 16 rounds regularly?
Kartoja 16 ratų kasdieną reguliariai.
Are you an initiated disciple?
Yes.
Okay. So that's very good. You're on the right track. Now, full surrender means that every thought, every deed, and every word that comes out of your mouth is fully pleasing to Guru, fully pleasing to Vaishnavas, and completely in accordance with scripture.
Ir visiškai atitinka šventraščius.
So that is your full surrender.
Tai reiškia pilnas atsidavimas.
You should never have a thought which is against the scripture, which is not pleasing to the devotees and is not pleasing to his guru.
Mes neturėtumėm turėti jokios minties, kuri prieštarauja šastrai, šventraščiams, kuri nepatenkina atsidavusiu ir nepatenkina guru.
You should never speak something which is displeasing to your spiritual master.
Jūs niekada neturėtumėte sakyti žodžių, kurie, kaip sako, sukelia dvasinio mokytojo nepasitenkinimą.
Which is displeasing to the Vaishnavas.
Kurie sukelia nepasitenkinimą Vaishnavas.
Or is against the descriptions given in Srila Prabhupada's books.
Arba prieštarauja nurodymams duotiems Srilos Prabhupados knygose.
You should never do something which is against Prabhupada's books, which doesn't please the devotees and doesn't please your spiritual master.
Jūs neturėtumėte daryti jokio darbo, kuris prieštarauja šventraščių nurodymams, kuris sukelia atsidavusį ir dvasinį mokytojų nepasitenkinimą.
If you can meet all of these conditions,
jeigu jūs galite išpildyti visas šias sąlygas,
in all times,
visais laikais,
all places,
visose vietose,
in all circumstances,
visose aplinkybėse,
then you are a fully surrendered devotee.
Reiškia, jūs esate pilnai atsidavęs.
So now you train yourself how to do that.
Taigi dabar reikia save tai ugdyti, auklėti, kaip tai padaryti.
You take help from the devotees.
Jums reikia gauti pagalbą iš atsidavusių.
You take help from your spiritual master.
Reikia gauti pagalbą iš dvasinio mokytojo.
You take help from Srila Prabhupada.
Reikia gauti pagalbą iš Srilos Prabhupados.
You take help from the Hare Krishna mantra.
Gauti pagalbą iš Hare Krishna mantras.
You take help from Sri Sri Gaur Nitai.
Ir gauti pagalbą iš Sri Sri Gaur Nitai.
You take help from prasadam.
Jums reikia gauti prasado pagalbą.
And learn how to become fully surrendered.
Ir išmokti kaip būti visiškai atsidavusiu.
Any other questions? Yes.
How to make I'm thinking how to how to make compatible our mind and our heart. You explained something about this, but maybe you can elaborate a little more.
How to make the mind and heart compatible with Krishna consciousness?
Or may go together. Mind and heart can go together.
Oh, the feelings with, you mean your intelligence along with your feeling? Yes. Srila Prabhupada, this is a very good question. I appreciate that. It's a very intelligent question. Of course, they're all intelligent. Srila Prabhupada explains that there are two things. Philosophy and religion. He says religion without philosophy is sentiment. And sometimes it's fanaticism. And he says that philosophy without religion is mental speculation. So both things are very important. Religion means the sentiments, the loving sentiment toward God.
Religija, tai reiškia sentimentai, tai yra tie meilės jausmai Dievui.
That's very important. We have to have those sentiments.
Tai yra labai svarbu, mes turime turėti šios jausmus.
That emotion.
Šios emocijos.
Towards the Lord.
Viešpačiui.
That's very important.
Tai yra labai svarbu.
And at the same time, we have to have philosophy also, intelligence.
Ir tuo pat metu mes turime taip pat turėti filosofiją, intelektą.
Because material emotions are also there.
Kadangi egzistuoja taip pat ir materialios emocijos.
And if we don't have proper intelligence,
ir jeigu mes neturime tinkamą intelektą,
by hearing from guru, by hearing from Vaishnavas, and hearing from scripture,
kuris gaunamas klausantis guru, klausantis Vaishnavo ir skaitant šventraščius,
then we will probably be remain caught in material emotions.
Mes greičiausiai taip ir liksime užvaldyti materialių emocijų.
So we really have to have the guidance of Vedic wisdom, Vaishnavas and Guru to make sure that our emotions, our feelings are properly coming and properly expressed, properly directed, etc.
Todėl mums iš tikrųjų reikia gauti Vaishnavo dvasinio mokyto šventraščių pagalbą, kad galėtume būti tikri, jog mūsų emocijos, mūsų jausmai yra tinkamai išreiškiami.
Feeling or a sentiment or emotion is very important in Krishna consciousness.
Jausmai arba dvasiniai sentimentai yra labai svarbu Krishna sąmonėje.
In San Francisco, Prabhupada mentioned chanting and dancing in emotional love of God.
San Francisco Srila Prabhupada minėjo, kad šokti ir dainuoti su meilės Dievui emocijom.
So we have to have feelings or sentiments.
Taigi mes turime turėti emocijas, jausmus.
We are not cold-hearted impersonalists.
Mes nesame šaltakraujai impersonalistai.
Gyanis.
Gyani.
See, those who simply have knowledge but don't have any feeling, they are called gyani.
Tai yra tie, kurie turi tik tai žinias, bet neturi jokių jausmų, vadinami gyani.
They will have to take birth after birth after birth before the emotions or the feelings of love of God will awaken in the heart.
Ir jiems reikės gimti iš naujo ir iš naujo ir iš naujo, tol kol jų emocijos, meilės Dievui emocijos, pabus jų širdy.
What is Prabhupada's name?
Koks yra Prabhupada's vardas?
Bhakti Vedanta.
Bhakti Vedanta.
So Vedanta, that means the intelligent.
Vedanta reiškia intelektas.
And Bhakti, that is the heart or the feelings.
O Bhakti, tai reiškia širdis, tai yra jausmai.
So which comes first?
Taigi, kas yra pirma?
Bhakti or Vedanta?
Bhakti ar Vedanta?
Prabhupada's name is Bhakti Vedanta.
Prabhupada's vardas yra Bhakti Vedanta.
It's not Vedanta Bhakti.
Tai nėra Vedanta Bhakti.
It's not A.C. Vedanta Bhakti Swami. It's A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami.
Jo vardas A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami.
So that feeling is very important.
Tai reiškia jausmai, šie jausmai yra labai svarbus.
We have to chant like a small child crying out for the mother.
Mes turime kartuoti šventą vardą, tarsi vaikas šaukėsi savo motiną.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. At the same time we study Bhagavad Gita, Sri Shri Upanishad, Srimad Bhagavatam. To understand in full detail the intelligent Vedic philosophy. Intelligence means the lecturer and Bhakti or feeling means the laboratory.
Intelektas tai reiškia, kaip sako, lekcija, o bhakti reiškia laboratorija.
Just like in a chemistry course in college,
chemijos kurse, koledže,
you will sit in the lecture and you will take notes.
Jūs sėdite paskaitoje ir užsirašinėjate.
H2O equals water.
H2O lygu vanduo.
So that is intelligence.
Taigi tai yra intelektas.
You understand with your intelligence, H2O equals water.
Jūs suprantate savo intelektu, kad H2O yra vanduo.
And then the next day after the lecture,
ir tada kitą dieną po paskaitos,
you go to the laboratory.
Jūs einate į laboratoriją.
And you mix in the test tube.
Ir tada jūs dviejose sumaišote mėgintuvėliuose.
Two parts hydrogen.
Dvi dalis vandenilio.
And one part water.
Ir vieną dalį deguonies.
What do you get?
Ir ką jūs gausit?
You get water.
Jūs gausit vandenį.
So that's the heart.
Taigi tai yra širdis.
You apply this philosophy of Krishna consciousness.
Jūs panaudojate šitą Krishna sąmonės filosofiją.
And what is the result?
Ir koks yra rezultatas?
Your heart dances in ecstasy.
Jūsų širdis šoka ekstazijai.
So we're going little bit. I think we're going way over time now, so we'll go ahead and stop here. We thank you all very much. We look forward to, we're having, I think I'll be giving a class tomorrow morning also, those who want to come at 7:40. I'll be here giving my final class for this visit.
Taigi, man labai ačiū, mes jau truputį vėluojam. Ir tie, kurie nori dar pasiklausyti, mokytojas skaitys paskaitą ir tai iš ryto, 7 valandos, pasitinti 40.
If anybody wants to speak with me personally, you're welcome to do that.
Jeigu jūs norite su manim asmeniškai pakalbėti, jūs galite tai padaryti.
If anybody would like to correspond with me via email also, you can approach me and get my email address.
Jeigu kažkas nori su manim susirašinėti elektroniniu paštu, tai galite užsirašyti mano elektroninį adresą.
I'm dedicated to helping each and every one of you to achieve the perfection of Krishna consciousness.
Iš tikrųjų, aš esu pasišventęs kiekvienam iš jūsų, kad jūs galėtumėte pasiekti Krishna sąmonės tobulumą.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Sankarsana
Dasa Ikari
Maharaj ki
jai.
Anantakoti Vaishnava Vindaki jai.